Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In House of Flame and Shadow, the third installment of Sarah J. Maas's enthralling Crescent City series, readers are whisked back into the mesmerizing world of Midgard, where the stakes are higher than ever for Bryce Quinlan and Hunt Athalar. Following the riveting events of House of Earth and Blood and House of Sky and Breath, this book continues to weave a story of love, power, and destiny, set against a backdrop of an intricately built urban fantasy universe. Amidst ancient prophecies, celestial politics, and the ever-present threat of war, Bryce and Hunt must navigate a path riddled with danger and intrigue. With her trademark storytelling prowess, Maas delves deeper into the complex relationships, expansive world-building, and epic narrative that fans have come to adore. This volume promises to captivate readers with its rich character development, thrilling plot twists, and the unfolding mystery of the Starborn Fae legacy. It's a tale of resilience, sacrifice, and the unyielding bond that can either forge empires or shatter worlds. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of Bryce Quinlan. Bryce Quinlan, once a seemingly carefree half-fae, half-human, has evolved significantly throughout the Crescent City series. In House of Flame and Shadow, her character development reaches new heights, reflecting her resilience, growth, and the burdens of prophecy. Initially introduced as a character struggling with her identity and purpose, Bryce's journey is marked by tragedy, love, and an unwavering determination to protect those she loves. The third installment further explores her struggle to balance her personal desires with the heavy responsibilities placed upon her by her heritage and prophesied destiny. Through her, Maas explores themes of agency, sacrifice, and the power of choice in a world where the lines between right and wrong are often blurred. Bryce's evolution is not just a personal journey, but also a reflection of the series' broader themes of growth, resilience, and the fight against preordained fate. Secondly, the complex dynamics of Hunt and Bryce's relationship. The relationship between Bryce Quinlan and Hunt Athalar is at the heart of the Crescent City series, evolving from allies with a shared goal to lovers battling the world side by side. House of Flame and Shadow delves deeper into their complex dynamics, showcasing both the strength and vulnerabilities of their bond. As they navigate the treacherous political landscapes of Midgard and confront their dark pasts, their relationship is tested in new ways. This installment examines the themes of trust, sacrifice, and the role of love in the face of overwhelming darkness. Through Hunt and Bryce, Sarah J. Maas highlights the intricacies of a relationship forged in adversity, exploring how love can be both a source of strength and a vulnerability. Their journey is a testament to the power of love in overcoming darkness, making their relationship a central pillar of the narrative's emotional depth. Thirdly, the power struggles and politics of Midgard. Midgard, the setting of the Crescent City series, is a world rife with celestial politics, power struggles, and looming threats. In House of Flame and Shadow, Sarah J. Maas expands on the political intrigue and power dynamics introduced in earlier books. The delicate balance between the different power factions, the Fae, the Shifters, the Witches, and the Myrrh, along with the governing bodies of Midgard, is further explored. This installment offers a deeper understanding of the political machinations, alliances, and betrayals that define the world of Crescent City. Readers are provided with a closer look at how power is wielded, contested, and the implications of these struggles for the broader narrative. The exploration of these political dynamics not only enriches the world-building, but also sets the stage for high-stakes conflict, establishing a backdrop against which the personal journeys of the characters unfold. Fourthly, the ethereal and the underworld. Mythology revisited, Sarah J. Maas has a knack for weaving rich mythological elements into her narratives, and House of Flame and Shadow is no exception. This installment revisits and expands upon the mythology of the Crescent City world, especially the ethereal realms and the underworld. Through the exploration of these mythological aspects, the book delves into themes of life, death, and the afterlife, exploring the boundaries between the mortal world and the divine. The mythology of the Starborn Fae and their legacy plays a significant role, bringing ancient prophecies to the forefront of the current struggle. Maas intricately links these mythological elements with the characters' personal stories, allowing readers to explore the depth of her magical world. The treatment of mythology in the narrative not only adds layers to the world building, but also deepens the thematic explorations of fate, destiny, and the cyclical nature of life and death. Lastly, the unfolding mystery of the Starborn Fey legacy, one of the central mysteries that captivate readers in House of Flame and Shadow, is the legacy of the Starborn Fey and its implications for the world of Crescent City. The Starborn Fey, beings of immense power and ancient origin, are shrouded in legend and prophecy. Sarah J. Maas skillfully unravels this mystery, intertwining it with the narrative's central conflicts and the protagonist's personal stories. As Bryce delves deeper into her heritage and the secrets of the Starborn Fey, the readers are taken on a journey of discovery that challenges preconceived notions of power, lineage, and destiny. The mystery of the Starborn Fey legacy is not just a backdrop for the action, but is integral to the narrative's exploration of themes such as destiny, sacrifice, and the search for identity. This unfolding mystery invites readers to question how the past shapes the present and the ways in which ancient legacies can influence the course of the future. In conclusion, House of Flame and Shadow by Sarah J. Maas is a must-read for fans of the Crescent City series and newcomers alike. It weaves a tale of magic, power, and love that transcends the boundaries of the genre. This book will particularly appeal to readers who are captivated by intricate world-building, complex character development, and epic narratives that explore deep themes of destiny, love, and the struggle for power. Sarah J. Maas proves once again that she is a master storyteller, capable of creating a world that is as rich and detailed as it is captivating. Readers who immerse themselves in this narrative can expect a journey filled with heartache and triumph, a testament to the enduring power of love and the strength of the human spirit. Whether you're a longtime fan or a newcomer to the series, House of Flame and Shadow promises to deliver an unforgettable reading experience that will leave you wanting more. If you would like to support Sarah J. Maas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.